Make sure that's gone. Blah, blah, blah. Say blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. I said blah, blah, blah.
Bob, blah, blah.
Yeah. That sounds good, Chair. Okay. Boy, this lighting is horrible in here, isn't it?
It's really bad.
Okay. Should we not do it that way?
Looks pretty bad.
Let's not do it. Okay. Okay. Well, let's stop that. Okay. Well, there goes the YouTube portion of the show. I mean, it's bad.
It's
you
really
look like
bad.
A ghost.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear that from anybody.
Do you hear a lot of criticisms about me?
Oh, they hate you.
Good. Yeah. All right, it's working.
It's unbelievable. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Good to have you guys here. Thank you for all your support. As usual, sorry about the no video today.
You're going to be happy because it's not good.
It just looked bad. I think that it's getting to the time of year that we have to do this a different time of day.
Yeah, or in a different room or something.
Yeah, it's really weird. I really love, if I could do my T11 and this stuff at night, because it looks so cool behind you.
Yeah.
And when we move, maybe there'll be a nicer studio that is a little different. But who knows? I have no idea.
What if we did it out on our... What lighting be even worse? Out on the patio.
How am I going to get all this equipment out there?
Move it.
You got an answer for everything,
I
don't
do.
You?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, we've been a little crazy.
Yes.
Lately. And it's weird because not only are it's crazy as a couple, it's also crazy individually for each of us.
Yeah.
And I know that I've been a little out of my mind. I know that for sure.
I probably have been too.
You've been
very distracted.
Uh-huh. And yes. I understand why.
Yeah.
I can actually put myself in your position and I get it. I understand why you're distracted. I see all the stuff you have to take care of. I am making notes of it. I'm asking how I can help.
You are.
But that doesn't mean anything. It's almost like I ask how I can help. You say, I got it. And then I go, whew. Because you have these certain set of skills that I don't have.
Oh.
But I am noticing other things I could do around the house to help. And that I have been doing and, you know, taking more control of that. But it's weird because we are under a certain amount of pressure and some of it is stuff that we have kind of
neglected a little bit
some of it has been things that we comes with when you decide you want to move, when you decide you want to sell a house.
It's all hitting at once.
It's all that bull crap. So by the way, today we have a great sudden
Dear Dumbs.
I don't know what show I'm doing anymore. A great Dear Dumbs email. I think it's a short one, but oh, it's perfect.
Awesome.
It is perfect. We're going to be getting to that a little bit later. But yeah, I want to apologize to you for how crazy I've been.
Oh, you're not. Oh.
And how crazy I'm about to be.
Oh.
One of the things is getting checked off the list. I, as you know, don't handle not feeling well. We'll call it what it is. I'm a pussy. I'm a hypochondriac. I start looking at
a little bit of a worry wart, maybe.
Well, isn't that what a hypochondriac is?
Yeah, I suppose.
I get worried about things because I don't like feeling bad.
Yeah.
One of the things I've had going on, and I don't want to be Mr. Complainer, is this sore back I've had since right around Christmas time. I remember it really started hurting when we were in Palm Springs.
Oh, geez.
We were there Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's when it was, and I blamed it on that bed. I'm going, it's got to be this bed. But it doesn't hurt when we're walking around doing things. We went on a nice hike and we did it, It wasn't like, it wasn't lower back. It's this right below my, kind of like right shoulder blade type of stuff. And it's been hurting for months and months and months. There was a couple days it didn't hurt. And ever since the start of the year. And then it started hurting more and more and more. And I think I figured out what it is.
I think we have.
Yeah. It hasn't hurt in the last couple days.
Awesome.
And that's why I know what it is, because I've stopped playing my video games.
You just went a little overboard with that.
I was getting, it's weird because, you have your things you have to do. I think it's a beautiful time killer. I love playing the video games because, first of all, there's some strategy involved. I've talked myself into that it's a good thing to do. There's strategy involved. It makes your mind work. Mm. There really is. It's not just pushing buttons. It's not that. You also get a little competition going. You get a little heated when you're playing somebody online, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's when I'm waiting for you to get ready, it is, I'm no longer yelling, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that anymore. So I viewed it as a great thing. Now it's just a bad thing.
Well, let's get you rehabilitated. And then I think maybe you can play, just maybe not as much.
Because I would sit down to play one. I would say I'm going to play one game of Madden. And then I'd say I'm going to play one game of baseball. Baseball is a little longer.
Yeah.
And it would turn into,
oh my God,
2 hours, two or three hours a day.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's a long time to be on.
And it wasn't every day, but it was most days.
I would say it was most every day.
It was most days. Absolutely. Yeah. It was just nuts. So, and I've gotten so much more done right now.
Awesome.
And I've just been, I'm back to getting in the gym. I'm back to taking saunas and everything else. So we've eliminated that. But in the meantime, I came down with a case of high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Which of course I immediately think I'm dying from.
Yes, you did.
My brother put things into perspective. He goes, dude, if everybody walking around you has high blood pressure, if they blew up, you would have blood all over you.
Because I think like 50% of all people or something.
Of all people, yes. But as you age,
everybody gets it.
My doctor said 90, he did it. He goes, 90% of 90-year-olds have high blood pressure. And he goes, 80% of 80-year-olds, 70% of 70-year-olds. So you do the math. But they put me on this medicine, which made me dizzy, and I don't like it. Yeah. And so now I'm hoping, and it usually happens, when you change your diet, you get more exercise. The sauna's been helping me.
Yeah.
That will naturally get it back to where it needs to be, and I will be taking off the blood stuff.
I think that's a good goal.
I do not like taking pills.
Yeah.
I hate remembering it. I hate putting them in the little container to remind yourself. It makes me feel like I'm 100 years old.
Yeah.
I hide it in my drawer because I don't want to be reminded that I'm very visual like that.
Mm.
When I see things like that, it makes me think I'm sick.
Yeah.
I don't want to be reminded of what I'm going through.
Yeah. But it's important to take the meds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there's that, and we've been doing a little bit of that. So we have been thinking about this show a little bit. We talked about doing some OnlyFans.
I forgot about that.
I am also thinking about, we are still not doing the show because we are so busy right now.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I mean, the stuff that we have to do right now with tax season.
I just finished that, thank God.
Yeah, with all that stuff happening and all the other things going on and everybody. Hey, listen, we're all alike, everybody. I know that we're preaching to the choir out here.
Everybody's
like, quit bitching, Terry.
Yeah.
I got the same thing.
It's called
I'm
life.
On 20 blood meds. Yeah. I'm not, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
It's not a competition, but it is just one of those things.
Yeah.
So, and one of the other things that I've been going through, and we briefly had a conversation about it, and I said, can we just save this for the podcast? Because I think that it's important. For anybody who's in a relationship, anybody who's in a relationship with themselves, mm-hmm. anybody who has problems. And I was talking to you and I opened up to you about this, which is kind of hard for me to do about this, is about my letting go of a lot of my dreams and trying to come up with new passions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a very hard time coming up with new passions. Luckily, I have the Lex and Terry show, which I'm very passionate about. This is fun to do, but it's not a job.
Yeah.
If this was our full-time job, if you could quit your job and I could, wipe the slate clean and we could get paid doing this, I would in a minute.
Yeah.
In a minute. But because it is fun to do.
It's much funner than my normal job.
Yes.
And I don't hate my normal job.
No, absolutely. So if there was something like that to do, that would be a passion. But I'm having a hard time coming up with stuff and feeling at my age And it's not that I'm super old. I see guys in their mid-70s just out there online just crushing it.
Yeah.
Not only health-wise, but they're just out there still doing what they love to do, getting paid, working hard, all that kind of stuff.
So where are you seeing this? On Instagram or something? Or?
Well, yeah. I don't believe that people are out there. I see them doing their job.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I don't think that their life is perfect.
I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm just saying that as people get older, you start to think that your opportunities are diminishing. Mm-hmm. And your passion, because of that, your passions kind of go away. And I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person. Yeah. And I started to think, you said something about when we were talking, you said you want to feel relevant.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I remember this now.
But relevancy to me is not, I don't think, is the same definition of yours.
Really?
Yeah. I think that people try too hard to be relevant. They think being relevant means identifying with a younger age group. Being relevant means, people are talking about you online or anything like that. Or that, you know, you're trending or something like that. To me, that's never been that.
I don't want to be irrelevant.
Yeah, I like to be relevant to my friends. I like to be relevant to my family.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I like to be relevant to what I'm talking about, what my passions are.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's relevant. It's I think so many people, because they like to take shots at you as you age online.
Well, they like to take shots at anybody.
Yeah, but that's what they go for. They go, you're not relevant anymore.
Oh, they do? They use that word?
Oh, yeah. They do it all the time.
And I probably don't know what it means.
And in my mind, I'm going, you know, I think that being relevant, if you're relevant to your friends and your peers, you're relevant.
Here's the thing. You can't please all people all the time.
No.
And, you know, sorry, but that's just the truth.
So I have just kind of redefined what I think what relevant is to me, and it's made me feel a lot better. So if any of you out there are having a hard time feeling relevant and thinking that relevancy has something to do with being famous or it could be, you could be irrelevant to being somebody in your community. Helping. There's that guy who's always picking up trash. You know, mm-hmm. whatever it is, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been working on.
Yeah. Good for you.
Okay. Good. Well, that was good. I'm really glad we to talk about. All right. We're going to go on to this.
I do want to say, though, that it's less relevancy for me and more not being irrelevant, if that makes sense. Women get to a certain age and all of a sudden you become invisible.
I agree.
People don't really care about you anymore. You're old and you're washed up and you don't have anything interesting to say or offer, which is really sad. And I think that's a Western
problem. Because people in Eastern societies, they worship the older people.
Yeah.
They take care of them. They seek advice from them. They honor them in certain ways. Here, it's like you're just pushed to the curb.
Maybe we need to move.
See, that's another thing that I have let go.
Japan.
Yeah. Maybe. That's another thing that I've really let go is not moving to Palm Springs or anything like that. I've always wanted to move to another country.
Well, that's another country.
I know that, but you would never do it.
Well,
I've always wanted to, and I always thought it'd be fun to do at a certain age where you could get out there and immerse yourself in the culture, you know, make some new friends, learn a new language. Yeah. I've always liked that about traveling, and I've always thought that that was going to happen. And nowadays, if you tell somebody, I want to move to another country or something, like they think it's because your political stance or something. Here, let me hold. Do you want to take that sweater off? Yeah. I have two microphones in my hand right now. Can you tell Sherry has to take her sweater off? She's dying over here. So, and this is another thing that she's dealing with right now that we've talked about before.
I need to call my doctor.
That's what I wrote down. I've been actually trying to help you to remind you things because you're so overwhelmed. I made a list of things to remind you to do that I can't do for you. But I want, at least I could keep you on top of it and help you check them off the list so you don't have that piling up on you.
Thank you, Tim.
So I'm doing my best.
Thank you.
Anyway, so yeah, I understand what you're talking about, but I that's another thing that I had to push away. I have to free up that part of my heart. I have to free that part of my dreams away from that because it's just not going to happen.
Well, it can't happen right now. I have a job.
I know that, but it was never going to happen.
Well, I mean, we could do it. I don't want to go somewhere. I don't want to just move somewhere and not know what I'm getting into. I don't have a problem visiting someplace for a month or two.
Yeah.
You know, and trying it out before you move all your shit there.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But when you're younger, listen, people, if you're younger listening to the show,
Hit the road. Do that shit right now.
Do it yesterday. Seriously, do everything right now. I know this sounds like we're
run with
old
a fork.
And we got 1 foot in the, the grave, run with a fork, sit real close to the TV. I know it feels like we have 1 foot in the grave here, but no, not at all. But there's a certain part of your life where, and you don't have to be single. Do it as a couple. Experience the shit together.
Yeah.
Go, let's see what we can do. Because first of all, people that are younger have a better opportunities to try out other countries for a while.
Yeah.
That's the way their immigration works. You have to bring something to the table, not go that's over true. There to use their healthcare.
Right.
So that's one of the things that they're working on.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. All right. Are you ready to help somebody
Are
out
you
here
ready?
With
Are
the
deer you ready?
Duns? Are you ready for that?
This Hit
is,
it.
Is that a Deer Dums? I think that's the Deer Dums music, isn't it?
Maybe. Where it is now.
I'm losing my mind. Here we go. Okay, this is great. Dear Dums.
That's great. It's a great start.
My mom listens to your show, and I'd like to get an answer from you.
Uh-oh.
I'm Stan. I'm 15 years old.
Oh, hi, Stan.
A great name.
I love it.
What a great name for a 15-year-old. I'm Stan. I'm 15 years old. I don't have any brothers or sisters, and I think that's why my parents are so protective.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to date yet.
What?
The rule is not set in stone, but it's pretty clear to that my mom and dad don't think I'm ready.
They'll never think you're ready. Okay, go ahead.
Here's where it gets good. I have a new friend, and she has a hot sister who is 14 years old, and I think I love her.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry for using you to bring this up to my mom, but I don't know what else to do.
Oh, God.
This isn't just a little crush, and I want to ask her out sometime.
Oh.
Thank you, Stan.
Oh, Stan. I love you, Stan. Oh, God.
Okay. This is very simple. Okay, this is really, really simple.
You had to get rid of the music for that?
Yeah. This is very important. We need a dramatic moment in this show. Okay. Right. And this is it without the music. Stan, this is Terry. I'm a guy, okay?
You're a dude.
I'm here to tell you right now. You are in love. I'm not going to deny that you are in love.
Yes.
But you're not in love the way love really is yet.
Well, so what?
What makes you think I'm going to spin this to a bad thing?
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling the truth.
Okay, sorry.
You will not remember this girl's name in 15 years.
Yeah, but how is he ever going to have a girl to remember if he never...
That's what I'm getting. I think he needs to experience this kind of love.
Yes.
This is a different kind of love than is going to be... You're going to learn about what love truly is later.
They call it puppy love.
Hold on. Ziggy, play puppy love. This is for you, Stan.
And similar songs on Amazon Music.
So bad.
And they call it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know.
Ziggy, stop.
Who is this? What's his name? Good.
Darren or something like that?
F.
Ferdinand.
No.
Okay. Foo Fighters.
Yes, uh-huh. It's the Foo Fighters. Yep. Okay.
Back to you, Stan. Okay.
Okay.
Stan, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to, we're actually talking to Stan's mom. This is who we need to talk to. That's okay. What he wants us to do. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Stan's mom.
Yes.
You need to let him be, okay? He's 15. I know you don't want to think of it. I know you think of him as like, 5 years old, but.
Sherry, at 15 years old, there's a lot of different levels of 15-year-olds out
there. Sure.
I was a 15-year-old going on two. Okay.
You're very immature.
I was very immature. So I don't know what level of maturity is. He figured out to email us and to workaround to get it out to mom.
I think he's got his act together.
He may have it going on. But I will say this too. I don't want Stan's mom to feel like we're ganging up on her because here's another thing you need to realize, Stan. Your mom and dad aren't that far away in age from remembering their first loves.
Right.
And remembering what it's like to go through that.
That's a good point.
And your mom and dad, you need to thank them for being protective of you.
Yeah. You could have grown up with my parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are so many parents out there that could give a damn about you. Dude.
My dad cared, but he didn't. I didn't live with my dad. And my mom, absent.
Didn't give a shit. Sorry, I cuss on the show. Sorry, Stan, but you're going to have to deal with it. This is who I am. I'm allowed to. I'm a fucking adult. Anyway, so your parents, please, Stan, from your point of view, you need to put yourself in your parents' frame of mind of they don't want to see you heartbroken.
Not only that, but I think there's a part of him like, once he starts this, like it's official, he's kind of becoming an adult. There's no going back after that. Even if after his first date, like you don't go back and go, you're my little 5-year-old again. Nope. It's a big rite of passage.
It's a big rite of passage. And being in love and getting dumped, Stan,
you got to do it.
Eventually.
Everybody's got to do it.
Eventually you're going to get tired of her. She's going to get tired of you. Very few of these young relationships go forever. Some of them do.
Stop. Don't even tell
him. I'm telling him the truth.
He doesn't need to know this, okay, All he needs to know
is. His name's Stan. He needs to know.
Don't, Stan, listen to me. Don't listen to Terry.
Don't listen to this bitch.
It doesn't matter. All this stuff that Terry's saying may be true, but it doesn't really matter right now because you're 15 and you got yourself a crush. You said it's more than a crush, whatever.
Yeah.
I think you should act on it. I think Stan's mom and dad need to let him act on it because he's a good person.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that if we had a kid, it was 15 years old, and it's very easy for us to throw ourselves into this position because we don't know. And was going through this, I would find this absolutely hilarious.
I think I would be mortified. I wouldn't stop. You got it. He's going to be his own person, man.
But you talked about how this is a rite of passage for Stan. This is also a rite of passage for the parents.
I guess you're right, yeah.
This is like, they're going to look at each other at night and go, our kid's growing up.
Yeah.
The day's here.
And honestly, Stan's mom, he's 15. How much trouble?
There's a lot of, there's a bit, being.
You can't drive. Can't drive yet.
I think being 15 right now is much more dangerous than it was when we were
15. Oh, sure. I mean, for a lot of reasons. Yeah. But.
And you know much more than, everybody knew more than me.
And that's why it's real important for the parents, just keep lines of communication open.
Yes. And, not only for the parents, but Stan, trust your mom and dad. Just say, hey, don't be afraid to tell them about stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe they'll do their best not to pry, but don't be afraid to tell them about problems you're having because they do want the best for you.
At the end of the day.
They really do want the best for you. And Stan, that love, that first love, oh man, it is hard. It is a deep, strong, dizzy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's dizzy right now. And anytime he sees her, his heart, everything, just your mind is going bat crap crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think you're going to be okay, buddy, but talk to your mom and dad.
That's what we were supposed to do. Did you tell Stan's mom anything?
No. I have Stan's mom's back. You don't.
Well, I do, but.
I have their back. I get it.
So what do you say? If she listens to you, she's not going to let him go on the date.
No, she should. Yeah. And it says that he didn't say that the rules aren't set in stone, is what he said.
I know.
So the way, since you know they're not set in stone, Stan knows this, that means you need to communicate more. That means you need to talk. Tell her what your plans are, what you want to do. What is a date to you, Stan? Yeah. What would be fun? What would be a fun alone time with her? How would be getting to know her being better?
Yeah.
And think about that and just tell your mom and dad, I'd like to go to a movie with her.
Right.
I'd like to.
Can you drive us to a movie? Yeah. Drop us off.
Yeah.
You know when the movie's going to be over? Come and pick us up.
Do that popcorn in a box trick.
I don't know.
I've heard it's great.
What does that mean?
I can't tell you.
You don't want to tell Stan?
No. Google it.
Oh, God.
But yeah, just I'm sorry, Stan's mom. I'm not making anything easier on you.
No, you're not.
And I'm trying to, but I'm also trying to be realistic about this.
Yeah.
I do know, is that me or you?
I think it's.
It's got to be you.
Yeah, I need to get that.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and do that. I'll wrap up the show.
All right.
This is probably one of these moments where things are going. Stan, good luck to you. And thank you guys so much for listening to today's show. Let me go ahead and thank our jumped in members real quick. Your patronages have been fantastic. George's Tire Center in Shawnee, as Sherry would say, Oklahoma. Remember, if you're driving around Shawnee, Oklahoma, and you get a flat tire, it goes. You could get a free patch or plug just by mentioning Gang of Two. The Autry House, Dennis and Peggy Autry, a great place. We can't wait to get back there and see them. Joe Troop, thank you for your help, man. We really appreciate you. Prescient Surgical and Sasan is the man, always there. Love always hearing from you. And Psychic Cammy, you are fantastic. I've always liked Sanka Cammy, but I have a whole new respect and love for her. Thank you so much for helping out Ryan Orlando. Guess what, Ryan? I just got a message from you. I just saw this, and obviously we can't meet up because I saw this well past the time we were supposed to do that. Jeff and Andrew Strumeyer, I hope you guys are doing good. Thank you so much for your help. Panini Pete. You're the man. Don't forget, Panini Pete's book is still available. You should pick it up. It's called Spatula Success. Not only does it have some great food recipes in there, but it has a recipe for life. And my goal has always been from any of these books or any of these seminars that I've been to, any YouTube video that I've watched that has some sort of inspirational, motivational nature, my goal is to always just get one thing and to try it. Just to try it and see if it works out for me in my life. And Panini Pete's book has a lot of things in there. So give that a try. Plus, Cook Flat and Strobel, you guys kick ass. And you mermaids out there. And you mermins. They have got themertailor.com for you to get all your mermaid attire. And don't forget, they also have a show on Netflix you can watch. And it's called Mer People. You guys are fantastic. Have a great day. Appreciate everything you guys are doing for us. All right. Bye-bye. Stan, get some.